What is the biggest consumer ripoff that usually follows such tragedies as the ice storms that have hit Missouri?
The consumer fraud that we see after severe storms fall into two categories, price gouging and then repair and rebuilding. Price gouging in Missouri law is defined as anyone who raises prices simply to profiteer off of a natural disaster in selling necessary supplies. And so that could mean ice, it could mean firewood, bottled water, generators, gasoline, chainsaws, anything that people have a dire need for in a time of crisis. Hotel rooms could be another example of that. With home repairs, what we see is after the storm clears, people start thinking about the rebuilding and the construction that needs to be done on their homes, whether that's replacing a gutter that a tree limb has damaged or some broken windows or roof shingles that have fallen off. And we want people to be real careful of door-to-door construction companies who come, especially if they're in unmarked vehicles. These could be what we call storm chasers who go from state to state trying to take advantage of the dire need that consumers have for repairs.
Travis, we've had experience with these type of, in fact, just this type of ice storm, actually a little bit more severe a year ago. Does that experience lend you to believe that we're going to see this again this year?
We would like to believe that the unfortunate experiences we saw earlier this year with severe price gouging cases in the southwest Missouri area would raise awareness of the issue and lead people to be more careful and lead retailers and merchants to resist the urge to jack up their prices to take advantage of the demand. We still think there will be some price gouging cases that we see, and if any consumers see those, we need them to file complaints with our office at 800-392-8222. That's our consumer protection hotline, or online at ago.mo.gov.
And Travis, I don't want to live in the past, I want to talk ahead, but I do want to review a little bit. What did we see last year when we had that awful ice storm that just kept people without electricity sometimes for days on end?
We had people without electricity in the southwest Missouri area for as long as 12 days, maybe even more in some cases. And so people were really desperate. And the difference with that one storm was that the weather was much colder. I mean, temperatures were down in the single digits. And so it was really a dangerous situation. And you had people who had to buy gasoline, generators, hotel rooms, and other hardware-type supplies, and hire electrical contractors and that sort of thing to repair power line attachments to their houses. And so we saw a lot of cases of price gouging, hundreds of complaints, and by the time it was all said and done with lawsuits and settlements, we were able to return about $200,000 to consumers in the excess that they had paid for those products.
Now, does the price gouging come about because people are in a desperate situation, they just take whatever comes to them and they don't shop around? Or is it just that everybody's engaging in this and they can't find the right price?
No, everybody is not engaging in this, definitely. There are the vast majority of businesses who are acting responsibly. But it's as you suggested, when consumers get to a store and the generator that should cost $400 is $700, they think, well, you know, I don't have time to shop around. What if this is the last one? What if I go to other stores and they're sold out? I need to heat my home and keep my family warm. And so they pay the money. And then fortunately, we had a lot of people file complaints with us so that we could get that money back for them and get that situation corrected.
So desperation can be a breeding ground for price gouging.
Con artists, after severe storms, thrive on desperation and the dire need of consumers, either for necessary supplies or later on for home repairs.
And let's talk about the home repairs. I think you made a really good point, and that is with people that solicit and come up and say, hey, we can do these repairs. Generally speaking, you don't advise that to be the way to go?
We do not want anybody doing business with a door-to-door home repair contractor. Now, tree limbs and debris removal and things like that are a little different. Some of those things are not that expensive, so if something does go wrong, you won't be out as much money. And those things do need to be done quickly, sometimes before you can even get power back on at your house. So our only recommendation with debris removal services is make sure they've loaded your stuff up on their truck or trailer before you write that check. With home repair, not all door-to-door salespeople are con artists, but all con artists are door-to-door salespeople. So that's a very suspicious way to do business, and we want consumers turning to companies that they know and trust or have been recommended to them by someone they trust and going out and seeking estimates and work that way.
I know when we've talked before, common sense is sometimes what we need to engage in to be our guide. One of the things you said, though, it really struck home with me. Make sure the work is done before you pay.
We see more consumers. We see more consumers fall into trouble by paying upfront for services that they haven't received yet. You could easily be writing a check to a crook who has no intention of performing service for you, or in a better case scenario, the person might not be a crook, but they might have something go wrong with their business and they can't get around to you because they're so busy, or they've spent all their money and their resources already. They have no more money to pay help and they can't perform those services for you. So paying upfront is a bad idea. We want consumers paying their full bill only when the job is done as agreed to.
And also one of the things that you stress is look to the local merchants, local services to be able to get the job done.
Well, we want consumers using companies that are known to them or recommended to them by someone that they trust. There could be an out-of-state company that meets that criteria. There are some good companies that come around and do tree removal and limb and debris removal. So, however, whether they're local or from a farther distance away, as long as the consumers have confidence in those companies and have firsthand knowledge that those companies do good and reputable work, then they're on much safer footing.
And this, I don't. This may not be something that you recommend, but I think throughout our conversation, it seems to me that one of the things that homeowners who are facing some difficulty, things they need to get done, need to first step back, maybe take a breath before they plunge forward. Maybe not let panic be their guide.
Yeah, panic is what con artists thrive on, and panic leads to bad decisions. High-pressure sales techniques lead to bad decisions. So it is important that consumers sit back and take a moment to take a deep breath and figure out exactly what they need to have done, and then go out and find a reputable contractor that can do this work for them. Don't wait for some guy to come to your door offering what sounds like a good and quick deal.
And Travis, one last thing with the, again, you had mentioned the website and the phone number. If somebody has a complaint, how do they get in touch with the Attorney General's office?
Consumers can call our hotline or go online to file complaints at our website for a number of reasons. One is if they suspect price gouging, another is if they suspect home repair fraud, and a third is simply to be proactive and check the reputation of a company before you do business with them. And they can do that at 800-392-8222 or ago.mo.gov.
We've been talking with Travis Ford with the Attorney General's Office. Thank you, Travis.
You're welcome.